First, I would like to... I know that y'all have heard that we had some health problems last year, and we just want to let you know that we appreciate all of your love and your concern and your prayers. And this church is in our prayers and at home and in our church constantly are praying for you. And I thank you for your concern with my family. I hope this is sort of in tune with the conference, but it's something that's been on my mind for quite some time. Looking at the world, I'm just getting more and more worried because my kids are little and it just looks like it's getting worse every day. Amen. And I worry about what path they're going to choose and what decisions they're going to make.
Amen.
And I read this verse in Judges 2. Verse 7 and verse 10. It says, "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." And this really burdened me, and it made me worry more, because it says they did not know the Lord or his works. After all the amazing things that God had done for his people, just, you know, they ate bread from heaven. They crossed dry land in the middle of a sea. Just so many things. And after a few generations, it was all forgotten. They didn't know God. They were serving other gods. They weren't even, you know, following morality standards. I think about, you know, my great-grandfather, my grandparents, my parents were all strong Christians, and they had really true testimonies that influenced me. And I think, you know, am I passing that on to my kids? They're the next generations. Are they going to forget about God? Are they going to just live however they want? And it's my job to teach them about
Amen.
God and the
Amen.
God who died for them and is merciful and powerful and will judge sin. We're missionaries, and we want to win others to Christ, and we witness and we preach the gospel. And we're concerned about the lost. But this passage made me really think about my kids and my responsibility to win them too.
Amen.
Little people are also people,
Amen.
And they're also lost, and they need the Lord.
Amen.
And I think that, you know, there is a lot of people that need the Lord, and we need to send it out and spend time and effort on those. But even though they go to church with us, they need to be one to Christ.
Amen.
It doesn't just because they're there doesn't mean that they're going to be Christians or live for God.
Amen.
And I've heard a lot now this philosophy of you don't push your children to believe anything and just let them grow up and choose their own way. And it sounds, you know, a little bit reasonable. You're like, well, yeah, you can't force someone to believe, and you can't. But we don't tell them, okay, well, you don't have to go to school. When you grow up and you turn 18,
Amen.
If you want to decide to read and write,
Amen.
Then you do that. And if you want to, you know, eat junk food all you want, and when you get older and your teeth are rotted and you want to have some, you know, carrots, well, then do that too. You know, we don't give them choices in certain
Amen.
Things. And,
That's right.
And it's not to force them or to push it down their throats, but
right.
to teach them.
Amen. Amen.
Teaching them what we know to be true and is in their best interest. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 7. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord God, thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And I have this God that is so near me and that has protected me and blessed me so much. And how am I not going to teach my children about
Amen.
Him?
Right.
Also in Psalm 78, and it's 78:2. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing that to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children,
Amen.
That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
Amen.
And God told his people to teach their children his Amen. Statutes and judgments, his words, so that they would fear them all the days of their life. So they would teach and then go on to teach their children and keep his commandments and not forget his works.
Right.
So God has commanded us, and he said about Abraham that he knew that he would command his children after him.
Yeah.
And so the philosophy of, let them just believe what they want is we still have a responsibility to teach
Amen.
Them. I think it's a fine line because you don't want to, Mark and I were really careful. We don't want to push our kids, get saved. But do witness to them and give them the space. We try to not influence them because kids do want to please your parents.
Amen.
But do tell them the sacrifice that God made for them and
Amen.
Salvation. And so, we just let their decision and we try to just let them. We didn't want them to be in another religion. That it would just be a religion, that their conversion would be sincere, however long it took.
Yep.
They have both given profession of faith.
Amen.
I don't know their hearts. I hope it's real. I mean, I don't pretend to know. I just hope and I try and pray and hopefully
Amen.
It's real.
Amen.
But so I'm happy about that, but that's just the beginning. And this is where God has just really touched me and rebuked me lately. Because I started to think about the effort that maybe we do and we preach and we witness to others.
Amen.
And, we try to give a good testimony and when they come to church and just show them that we're different, right? And that we have love and we can be friendly and all this stuff. We try to give a good testimony. But then I thought, I don't think I even try that hard with my kids.
Amen.
I think that they're just,
right.
they live with you and, they get who they get at home. And that is just really ashamed me.
Amen.
Because it's our testimony, I use my testimony to try and win them. Not just the gospel, but you try to win them with your testimony, with your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, do I really try to win my kids? It's not just so that they don't go to hell, but that they live for Christ.
Amen.
And they go to the meetings and they learn their verses and, I read their Bibles. But I think it's just theory for a long time, because it was with me, until, it can become real for you and God
yep.
touches you. But you've got to see it in somebody. And my kids are the first to pick up on my inconsistencies. They're with
right.
me all day long because they homeschool.
Amen.
And Erin just told me today that she says, Why did you tell me the other day not to care what people think? You just said that you care what people think. She's like, it's a little hypocritical. I'm like, and Scott's like, well, didn't you say we can't do that, and you're doing it? So they know me like nobody else, and they can see those things, and whatever I say and whatever I try to get them to do is totally ineffective with my testimony. In Titus 2, I know this is Paul talking to Timothy, but it struck me. It says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Now, I was just thinking about this. It says, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. And that's just not, to me, it was like, it's not just out in the world. It's not in church. It's in your home. And it really touched me, and I really want to change that, because I don't want my kids growing up saying, man, yeah, she was light out in the world and darkness at home,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
They need to see that I live what I teach them. That I'm not just a Sunday Christian. That Christianity is not an outfit that you
amen.
Put on and take off.
Amen.
That it's a lifestyle, and that's reflected in everything that I do. The Bible says that the lost can be won by our conversation. It talks about the unfaithful husband
Amen.
Or the infidel. And I believe that that can apply also to my kids. Like, maybe they're already saved, but I want to win them over to a Christian life, of a Christian lifestyle. That they would see that it's not hypocrisy, that it's a real thing, and that they might want a part of that. Because that's what happened to me. I saw... and so many people that I was around, family and non-family, a true relationship with God and a true Christianity, and I wanted that.
Yes.
So just like we do with the lost in the world, we witness to them, we try to have a good testimony, we teach them, we pray for them, and then we leave it to the Lord, because He gives the increase. I think that's the same with our children. We can't, there's no... I know that even doing in all these things, there's no guarantee that they would choose God, choose life, live right. But they would have had a good testimony of what real Christianity is. And even when sometimes we make wrong decisions, which I had always in the back of my mind what was right. And that it wasn't all just a scam, that people really did live for God and it was
Amen.
Real and there wasn't hypocrisy. And I think that just hope that even when they go astray or, you know, make wrong choices, that will always be there, that they know they had a good example and that they can hopefully come back to
Amen.
The Lord one day.
Amen. Amen.